want to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing in Biloxi. The Billy Graham Rapid Response Team is what I've been a part of for a year and a half there. And the Rapid Response Team is still training chaplains right now. And I gave the pastor a video this morning, and Judy and David were a part of that this past week at the Cove. And what it is they have chaplains that they're training for the first time in history. Franklin Graham, who's now president of both ministries, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, is trying to get a group of chaplains across this nation so that if there's a disaster anywhere at any point, we can send people from this area. If you have a disaster in this area, that you are already trained and ready to work with your local police officers and pastors here. So wherever it is, they are trying to train up people in a specific area so that we can go at any point. And I think the reason is we're all seeing it. There are more disasters in our nation than ever in history that we've lived through. So it makes sense that God would raise us up for such a time as this, that we can go out and be his mouthpiece and his arms and his feet to these people and love on them in the love of Christ. While I was in Biloxi, I have seen so many people coming in from all walks of life, all denominations. And as I would sit in the mornings before this group of chaplains that would come in, we would have prayer as we start the morning. And as I sat there, I thought, Lord, I can't believe you've asked me to do something so precious. And it would just be sitting with pastors such as this precious man and other people that are lay people in the church, the ones that are doing the other type of work, prayer warriors, those that visit in the hospital, from the pastor to the people that think they're just a prayer warrior, which is the most awesome thing you can be for your pastor and church. But all types of people come as chaplains. They have levels 1 through 4. And so if you think for 1 minute you couldn't do this, you could. If you can sit and listen to someone tell you their story, if you can sit quietly and let them talk to you about how painful the hurt has been for them, and if you can take your hand and maybe touch their shoulder and then quietly pray for them, you can be a chaplain. Because you don't have to have the Bible school knowledge. You just have to have the knowledge of the Lord. The other is good, and we use people in different situations. We have police chaplains. We have chaplains that go into the prison. So whatever your skills are, you can do this. And you can always work with Samaritan's Purse and use your skills in other ways as well. But if I've learned anything since I've been in Biloxi the year and a half and on the other deployments, is that God uses all denominations, all people in all walks of life. And when you're out on the mission field, there are no walls. There are no barriers. All of those are broken down. There's no Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Catholic. We're all the same. We're the body of Christ. And we work together and love on each other, love on others, and become new best friends before we leave. And I feel that this church family has been one of the sweetest gifts that God gave us on the mission field there. And I'm honored to have known them and hope to always work with them, know how we can pray for you and share God's love together. So just saying that little commercial there as the chaplain part of the ministry, I'd just like to encourage you, if God's tugging on your heart in any way, to become a part of these ministries and travel with the team of your church, just ask him. He knows the gift that he's given you, and just give it to him and let him lavish the gift that he's given you. Let him allow him to let you lavish that love on others.